What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Morning. I'm Captain Jeffrey Schmidt, the Public Information Officer for the Town of Cheektowaga Police Department. In a moment, the chief is going to come up to provide a briefing for an officer-involved shooting that unfolded last week in the city of Buffalo. The airing of the body-worn cameras is going to be the first time this footage has been seen. We put together a presentation that is redacted. The chief will reiterate this, but the video is graphic and viewer discretion is advised. At the conclusion of our press conference today, the video is going to be uploaded to our YouTube page, where it will be available not only to the media, but to our public at large for information purposes.
This briefing is intended to provide information on a critical incident that occurred in the city of Buffalo on August 13th, 2025, involving officers from the Cheektowaga Police Department. You're about to see the video footage and learn about the incident so you can have a better understanding of what occurred based on what we know right now. The use of force investigation into this incident will require interviewing multiple witnesses, viewing video footage at length, and analysis of a significant amount of forensic evidence. The investigation is still in its very early stages. As a result, our understanding of the incident may change as additional evidence is collected, analyzed, and reviewed. We will not draw any conclusions about whether the officers acted consistently with our policies and the law until all facts are known and the investigation is complete. The Buffalo Police Department, New York State Attorney General's Office, and the Cheektowaga Police Department will continue to analyze this incident, interview any witnesses, and cooperate with or perform any necessary forensic tests. The Cheektowaga Police Department recognizes and respects the integrity and value of human life, and that the decision to use deadly physical force is the most important decision that a police officer will make in the course of their career. The use of deadly physical force will emotionally, physically, and psychologically impact the officer involved, the person the deadly physical force was directed at, the family and friends of both, and the community as well. Before the video is shown, I will provide a brief overview of the officer-involved shooting that occurred on August 13, 2025, around 12:30 p.m. The four officers who were assigned to the Uniform Patrol Division of the Cheektowaga Police Department responded to 269 Sanders Road in the city of Buffalo, attempting to make a summary arrest of Mr. Hugh Davis Jr. for felony assault, felony criminal mischief, and misdemeanor menacing for an incident that occurred on August 11th in the town of Cheektowaga. Officers of the Cheektowaga Police Department have the authority both procedurally and legally to make an arrest for a crime anywhere within New York State, traveling to another jurisdiction for that purpose of making the arrest is a part of a routine action and function of the Cheektowaga Police Patrol officers. Leading to that video, officers have parked the patrol vehicles on the street in front of the apartment building and have ascended to the stairs of the second story using a shared common hallway to contact Mr. Davis at apartment number 4. Buffalo police dispatchers have been informed that the officers will be at 269 Sanders Road for the purpose of making an arrest. When officers attempt to contact Mr. Davis, the center of the door to the apartment becomes dislodged and fell into the apartment. Mr. Davis met officers at the doorway. As Mr. Davis was exiting through the doorway of the apartment, he lunged at the officers with a large knife, narrowly missing the officer closest to him. Mr. Davis swung the knife a second time, almost striking an officer near their unprotected neck and chest area. Our officer was forced to use a department-issued handgun to stop Mr. Davis by firing 3 times. After being struck by gunfire, Mr. Davis fell to the landing of the stairway and dropped the knife out of his hand. At this point of the video, you will see that the officers believe that another person is maybe in the apartment. No one else was ever located in the apartment. Officers called for an ambulance and began life-saving measures. The video being released today ends before officers start CPR with the assistance of an AED until they are relieved by members of the Buffalo Fire and Buffalo Police. Mr. Davis was pronounced dead at the location of the incident. Important part here is all original body-worn camera footage has been sent unedited to the Buffalo Police Department and the investigators of the New York State Attorney General's Office. The Buffalo Police Department and the New York State Attorney General's Office are handling the investigation into this incident with the full cooperation of the Cheektowaga Police Department. A word of caution, the images and information you are about to see may be disturbing to some viewers. Viewer discretion is advised.
Cheektowaga, please, you lost some property. We're just trying to return it to you. Mr. Davis, you lost some property. We're just trying to return it to you. Left some stuff in your rental car. They called us. Mr. Davis, you lost some property in your rental car. We're here to give it back. Drop the knife! Drop it! Drop it!
I'll answer questions.
It appears that the second swing was toward the officer that fired the three shots. Is that correct?
No, it was at the one officer that was going in to make the to put hands on, and the officer that fired the rounds actually pulled that officer out of the way, basically saving the life of that officer.
We heard one of the officers, you know, repeat, "You lost some property. We're just trying to get it back to you." Can you talk a little bit about that tactic?
Yes, that was actually in relation to a rental car that he had actually returned. and the officers were using that to get him to come to the door.
Can you identify the officers?
I won't identify the officers at this time. Per policy and for the officers involved, the trauma that they're experiencing, their families are experiencing, and the safety of both.
So what point were you raised
there? As the investigation continues.
Can you talk about the panel that fell out? It seems like they purposely pushed it out, that they saw that it was loose. And
right.
There's a, well, you know, we are knocking.
Right. As I mentioned before, I can't conclude any thing that happened in the video until the investigation is complete.
Do you know if the officers were aware that, we've heard from Hugh Davis's family, that he had been hospitalized at the VA psychiatric unit for a month prior to this, and that's why he had been evicted from this apartment. Hmm. Were they aware of his mental health state?
We had the opportunity to meet with the family members yesterday, show them the video. At that meeting, we were able to get a better understanding of the. But I won't go into that up here. I won't disparage them.
No, I'm just in terms of, were they aware that there was a mental psychiatric situation?
Yes, they were aware. Yes.
When they went to the door?
Our officers, I can't comment on that, but the family was aware, yes.
No, the family, I know. Were your officers, when they went to the door, they were there to go arrest him for this?
As I said, this is early in the investigation. We haven't had a chance to talk to the officers yet.
Is there anything you can tell us about the stay-away order of protection?
That I don't have the information on, but we could follow up with you. When the investigation allows.
Were there just three officers outside the door? I just watched the footage. The fourth thing you can see in the last part of the camera. Where was the fourth officer somewhere else?
The fourth officer was around the back.
It was confirmed they didn't find anybody else in the apartment.
Correct.
Where were the shots? Where did they hit?
That I don't have that information.
So the family was allowed to see this on the weekend?
Yes. Yep. Last night.
Okay. And then I understand they're meeting with the AG's office today, too. Can you talk about what's going on with the investigators?
That's what I believe. With talking to the investigators yesterday, I know they were reaching out to the family to meet with the family today.
All officers still on duty.
Yes, they will remain on paid administrative leave until the investigation is concluded.
And that process can take months, correct?
Yes.
Did the family have any questions for you after they saw the body cam footage?
They had a couple questions. They were concerned about our officers and so forth. But as far as, the incident that occurred, they were understanding of the incident.
Could you say how much experience
The most experienced officer there had, if I'm not mistaken, about 10 years, and then all the way down to about 2 years, 3 years on the job.
Can you tell us about the victim at the hotel? Do you know what happened?
As I mentioned before with the hotel, that he was in the his hotel room. He destroyed or broke the TV in his room. He was being evicted from the room. The manager provided him, or the clerk provided him, with the bill for his stay and for the TV. He left, noticed that the price of the TV was on there, came back, argument ensued, he became irate, took the computer monitors, was throwing it at the clerk, the credit card machine, the phones, and so forth, were all thrown at the clerk, forcing her to retreat into the back room and seek safety back there. At that point, a male employee came and tried to escort Mr. Davis out the door, at which point Mr. Davis turned and punched the male employee, rendering him unconscious. He was transported to the hospital, where he was put into an induced coma. And the injuries beyond that, I don't have that information.
Do you know how old that male person, the woman whose body was?
I do not, I'm sorry.
Is he still in a medically induced coma?
I'm sorry?
Is he still in a medically induced coma at this time?
We're following up with the hospital today. I know they were trying to wake him up on Friday.
Was there something about the punch that made him suffer such an injury that he needed to induce coma? He hits head on the way down or something?
I can make assumptions, but without knowing for sure, I can't really comment on that. I don't know if he hit his head on the floor. I don't know if from the punch itself, it was brain swelling, brain bleed. Could be all those factors involved.
How are your officers doing mental health-wise?
They're doing as best they can do. They're very affected by this. We have, fortunate for our police department, that we have a very good peer counseling program. We're also partnered with the Western New York Law Enforcement Assistance Program, who has also has, we have clinicians through our wellness policy that our officers are available. They're culturally competent as far as knowing what happens with law enforcement, so our officers have the opportunity to go and see them. Our behavioral health program is, and that we have our own behavioral health person here in the building that helps us follow up with mental health within the community. So as far as the mental health, we're pretty much very well covered.
Do you have the timing of, like, when you got there, when the officers got there, how long? I mean, I we can check on it, but, like, and then in terms of how quickly that just suddenly went, turned into a violent situation?
So if you look at the timeline, the time when the door came in to the end of the third shot was less than 3 seconds. So it was quick.
Is that body cam time on the timestamp accurate?
Yes. Yep. It's in the upper right-hand corner.
That's going to be all the time,
yeah. Okay. Just one thing I want to talk about is, you know, with these incidents, we look at the totality of the circumstances. This is just not a snapshot. I can't sit and just look at the video and make a judgment on what the officers did right and what they did not. We have to be able to, as I said, look at the totality. So the evidence that is collected, the statements that we're going to look at, you know, it's easy for us to sit up here and kind of Monday morning quarterback the event. But without knowing exactly what my officers were going through, what they were thinking, what they were feeling at that time, it's not fair to them to make a judgment.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most, exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.